This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We got to talking, and I said, Mark, then we just have to go do a segment on this. So thanks for coming in.
Oh, glad to be here. Are you kidding me?
This is only the second time I've been able to grip you away from the clutches of weekdays. But let me ask you the question first, because I got a couple. The question we were talking about in the office was, do you think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee? And I just said in the last segment that I've been saying that he's going to be the nominee for the whole time. But you're the one that I thought maybe you've been saying that too, but you said you haven't. You've wavered on it.
No, I kind of thought that because of how half-hearted they've been campaigning, that he would not be the nominee. But we're reaching a critical point here where, despite the fact that even some members of the mainstream media are now chiming in on this, David Axelrod this past week famously said he needs to seriously look at this and see if this is where he wants to be. I don't get the impression that there's internal pressure on him, though. And at some point, they've got to get names on ballots in all 50 states. They can't screw around with this much longer. If they're going to get rid of Joe Biden, if it's not going to be him, they're going to have to make that decision before the first of the year.
So some people, I think Annie is one of them. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I think she said this, that she's saying, well, it doesn't even have to be that. She's expecting that they might go through the process, and then all of a sudden, before the actual nomination happens, he drops out, and then they can pick somebody very random because they've already been through the process. Now, I don't know all the legality of that, but when she talks about it, she acts as if she does. So I don't know if they can actually, like, right before the convention, nominate somebody else because the person with all the votes has now dropped out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that there's, I don't know if there's precedent for it, but I imagine it could happen. That's why the conventions exist. But, man, that's a short time period.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these folks are campaigning, and they've sewn this thing up long before you get to the convention.
My case has constantly been that Joe Biden wants to run. You can't tell him he's not going to if he's going to do it. You know what I mean? If he were not the president of the United States, you could tell him that. But he is the sitting president,
and that might be the problem, Ryan. I mean, it very well could be. That could be the problem. He, in his limited awareness, of course, enjoys being president. His wife enjoys the role of being first lady, clearly, based on the different pieces the different pieces of drapery she wears in her clothing on occasion. I think they're going to have to take it away from him if it's not going to be him.
I do too. Yeah.
And I don't know who's got the guts in the Democratic Party to stand up and do that. I think there are some people with their own personal goals, like Gavin Newsom, who want that to happen. Maybe even Kamala Harris quietly when she's having dinner with her husband wants that to happen. But I don't think anybody's going to come out and say it publicly.
Yeah, and my fear is, because this week we saw Jill Biden, you mentioned Jill Biden, that she apparently, and these are reports, that she's mad at the machine, the DNC machine, for not campaigning better for him. So clearly she, and by association, he, still intend to run. I mean, that's what that said to me. And it also says what we've been saying is that the whispers are, well, how do we kind of get this guy out of there? My fear, though, is, as we transition to this other topic that I want to talk about with you, my fear is that he will end up being the nominee and I won't get any credit for it.
Well, that's certainly important. At least we have it here on tape,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
It's recorded, although we don't use tape anymore. It is digitally recorded here.
Yeah.
That you said it first.
Yes, and it will be time-stamped once it goes in the podcast. It's all for the record. We've got it. But the issue I really wanted to discuss with you, now I've played this already on this show, but I'm going to play it again at the end of the show. I realize most people, unless you're podcasting it, you're not listening for 2 hours. So I wanted to do this a couple times. I played a recording of myself on Tuesday. I came into this studio and I recorded myself giving predictions for the elections for the big four. And I went 4 for 4. So, of course, I want to play that back as many times as I can.
All right.
So the big elections being the Virginia House, the Virginia Senate, Kentucky governor, and Ohio abortion. Those are the four that I went on record predicting and got them all right. I wasn't happy that I got them right because they all went the way that I hoped they wouldn't. But I did predict those. My question for you is, are these elections, these kind of weird off-year random elections, are they a bellwether for 2024? That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah. The abortion issue is certainly. The Virginia issue, no, I don't think so. Virginia has been pretty predictably purple for a while now because it's dominated by people that live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. They're part of the bureaucracy. They're part of the socio-military industrial complex. They're part of that system. I'm not surprised at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only one you probably missed was the porn star who was running in the Virginia House.
Well, I didn't get that specific.
And she only lost by 1,000 votes.
You know what? I was looking at that yesterday or the day before, and I couldn't believe how close that was.
Despite the fact that she's running on a sort of a family values platform as a Democrat.
Yes.
She's caught on tape having sex with her husband and doing things for money.
For money.
All of this stuff.
Tell me what
still
you
came
see.
Within 1,000 votes of getting elected to the House in Virginia.
So, doesn't that just go to show you that we're in a time now where the person, I'm not going to say is inconsequential because they clearly are consequential, but what they stand for really is all people care about. So you can say this is what I stand for, not really do it, and as long as you can convince people that you actually do stand for that, nobody really cares about what you're doing, because the other side is so evil, the other side is so wrong, that I'll actually not even care about you personally. I mean, we've kind of done that with Trump. I'm not going to say we haven't.
Right.
Trump is not a moral figure. But he's not campaigning that he is. I'll give him credit that. He stands for conservative values now, and that's changed based on what he has said that they are, for sure.
Yeah.
But we're in an era where we're just so divided that stuff doesn't even matter.
Well, back to your original question.
Yeah.
The abortion issue definitely is going to be in play a year from now. There's no doubt about it. The Democrats want to take a huge victory. I mean, they did win this, but they poured millions of dollars into it. What we saw in Ohio was, we're going to see a replay of that in Missouri. We didn't get initiative petition reform taken care of last year like we should have. They're going to, they only have to get a limited number of signatures. They only have to get 50.1% to pass this stupid thing and put in the Missouri Constitution the right to kill babies. That's what they're trying to do. I think they've got a good shot of success here, too. Where I'd probably differ with Annie, I heard her on the air this week about this a little bit, is that the answer for Republicans is to abandon. Now, she didn't say abandon. My words, not hers. That what Republicans need to do is change their approach when it comes to abortion and prove that they are empathetic and they understand what these women are going through and that's how we're going to win people over, by showing our hearts, and when we don't think every single person out there is evil. I was sickened by what I saw in Ohio. I was sickened by the ads talking about this being health care somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not health care for the children whose lives are being taken.
Right.
I think we just haven't, as conservatives, done a good job talking to the American people about this. To me the pro-abortion, they'll call it pro-choice, the only choice is death for the infant. It's the most selfish attitude in the world, that my personal wants and pleasure is more important than the consequences of what I've created, and I should be able to snuff that out if I want to. So selfish. And it pains me to, because here's what's going to happen in Missouri, Ryan, and tell me if I'm going on too long here. Millions of dollars from outside of Missouri will be pumped into this Missouri election, where they will try to sell this as some sort of reproductive health care, and it's good and it's positive and all this stuff. And there will not be, if it is, it'll be weak, any organized campaign to counter that, right?
I do believe that that's true. I mean, that's what we've seen in Kansas. That's what we've seen now in Ohio. That's what we've seen across the country, is that the pro-life movement is passionate and is not well-funded.
Right.
It's a lot of volunteers, a lot of people doing a lot, and a lot of people very, very strongly invested in it. But there's not a lot of money. There's not that corporate money. And that is a huge problem. And I think that you're right. I think it has to be, while I do agree that the messaging needs to be better, because the messaging right now, part of it is the money. We don't have the messaging out there because we don't have the money. That it does have to be an approach that says, look, this isn't what it's been told to you. This is about babies' lives, and it's about women's lives. I mean, those messages do need to be there. But it does also need to have a political solution, too. I think you kind of have to do it all at the same time. And this thing about Missouri, I didn't expect to go there with you, but that does worry me, because of the way that our amendment situation is set up. I should say, because I live in Illinois. We got like a minute left here, but was that just a complete failure of our Republican congressman to get that changed before this happened?
Believe it or not, and here's the truth of it, the biggest group lobbying against initiative petition reform, and I don't know why, is the Missouri Realtors. The Missouri Realtors Association just donated $100,000 to a lobbying group to lobby against initiative petition reform. That happened this week.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I'm going to get to the bottom of it on my show.
Okay.
I'm working on that for this coming week. I got to figure out why. The chief lobbyist for that organization has been the key person in Jefferson City blocking initiative petition reform. And I don't understand it. I don't know what the realtor's issue would be that they're so worried about a 57, 58% vote required to amend the Constitution. That I don't know what they're afraid of.
They've got to have something, though.
There's got to be something going on there. So, yeah, it's a failure. They had several attempts to come at it from last year, and all we got were weak excuses as to why they didn't get it done.
Well, thanks for the update. Yeah. Mr. 7 days a week, appreciate your time coming in on Wiggins America.
Somebody's got to do it, Ryan, but any opportunity to be on Wiggins America, I'm going to jump at that. You know that.
Thanks. All right, we're out of time for this hour, but we'll be right back with more with Old Roy and the others here on Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.